o'clock. The news is sponsored by ChicagolandChocolateShows.com. And here is Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Clear skies in 53 at O'Hare. We'll get a live update from Florida, the latest on Hurricane Irma. First, WGN traffic with Mary Vanneveld.
In Little Italy, accident Blue Island Avenue between Racine and Roosevelt. That's an accident investigation from an overnight fatal accident. Otherwise, traffic moving fine. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
As of right now, the National Hurricane Center confirms sustained winds. Winds are at 75 miles an hour. Hurricane Irma now downgraded to a Category 1, still dangerous. For the latest, we join ABC News for live coverage.
Hurricane Irma is now north of Tampa, Florida, a weaker Category 1 storm, but still churning and already knocking out power to more than 4 million customers in that state, where we find ABC's Alex Stone.
Overnight here, relentless rain. Tampa getting spared the worst of Hurricane Irma, both because the storm degraded faster than what was expected, and it moved more east, closer to Orlando. Tampa getting the drier side of the hurricane. Still, there are hundreds of thousands of people just here around Tampa without power at this point. All night long in the wind, we've been seeing flashes in the sky as transformers have been blowing and power lines have been going down. Much of this city is now dark. Alex Stone, ABC News, Tampa.
In the hard-hit Florida Keys, officials say they're waiting for the sun to come up to see how bad the damage is. When Irma made landfall there, it was a powerful Category 4 storm with winds at 140 miles an hour. With continuing coverage of Hurricane Irma, I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
And several hundred volunteers with ComEd are driving a convoy of utility trucks to Florida to help restore power. ComEd Senior Vice President Fidel Marquez says it's common practice for utility companies to pitch in during times of disaster.
We're prepared to have our crews there for 2 weeks as we help get some normalcy back in the lives of the people down in Florida.
And more than 4 million households are without power this morning. We'll bring you another live report at the bottom of the hour. For now, we turn to WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Bennett.
Thank you. Good morning. On one hand, the Bears took the defending NFC champs right down to the wire. On the other, the outcome was too familiar. The Bears falling to the Atlanta Falcons 23-17 at Soldier Field. The Bears were the first and goal at the Atlanta 5, but failed on four cracks at the end zone. More trouble for the Bears, who are believed to have lost wide receiver Kevin White again. He's thought to have suffered a broken collarbone. We'll talk to Hall of Famer Dan Hampton at 7:10 this morning. In the Sunday night game, Dallas shut down the New York Giants 19-3. Two games tonight, New Orleans at Minnesota, and Denver hosts the L.A. Chargers. The Cubs still lead the NL Central, but it's a lot less comfortable this morning. Just a two-game advantage after the Cubs got swept at home by Milwaukee. The Brewers winning yesterday 3-1, and St. Louis finished off a sweep of Pittsburgh 7-0, so the Cardinals right there with Milwaukee, a couple of games off the pace. Cubs are off today. They host the Mets tomorrow night. The White Sox beat the Giants 8-1. They get back to a league play tonight in Kansas City. And at the U.S. Open Tennis Championship, Rafael Nadal, the winner, his third U.S. Open title, his first in 4 years, a straight-set win over Kevin Anderson. I'm Dave Bennett, WGN Sports.
Evolving agronomics, advanced genetics, new technologies. Yep, lots changed at Dairyland Seed since we began 110 years ago. But then again, a lot hasn't. If you ask our customers, partners, and friends, they'll tell you we're still the most knowledgeable.
The information that they give you, the quality you know you're getting, it makes our decision easier on what to plant.
We're still delivering unmatched results.
I think that we gain 10 to 15% yield in our fields just from the relationship that I have with the Dairyland team.
We're still family.
They come around, they visit. They are always up to date on what's going on the farm, and they care about what we're doing.
And we're still looking forward.
With Dairyland Seed on our side, it can only get better.
Dairyland Seed, 110 years and still growing. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. the confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
This winter, turn off the smartphones and gather the family around the original social networking device, your fireplace. Get your fireplace safe and sound with the pros at Lindeman Chimney at cleanfireplace.com.
Hyundai and the newly redesigned Sonata present audio relaxation therapy for a better commute.
It is said that music soothes the savage beast. Well, today, my friend, your commute home is that beast that must be soothed. Let us begin by using the Sonata's Apple CarPlay integration from your iPhone to select a relaxing, feel-good song to sing along with.
Okay.
Play Sweet Caroline.
Now playing Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
You may sing along with me if you like.
Touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good.
Make every mile of your commute a little sweeter in the newly redesigned Hyundai Sonata, our best Sonata ever. Better drives us. Hyundai. Apple CarPlay is a trademark of Apple Incorporated.
Your money on WGN. Asian equities finished higher today. European markets are moving higher this morning. Oil futures nearly 1% higher this morning, pre-market trading. Gold futures lower. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to gains on Wall Street. The numbers next with Steve Grzanich on the opening bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Mostly sunny, mild for us on this Monday. A nice start to the week. Pleasant with a high around 75 for most of us. A little cooler lakeside with a light breeze off the lake, closer to 70 there. Mainly clear and cool tonight, down to around 53 in the outlying areas, 59 in the loop. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high around 76. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers for us, a high of 72. But the rest of the week, dry, and we warm up again towards the end of the week. Thursday, partly cloudy, 75. Friday, mostly sunny, up to 80. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's partly cloudy in 55 at O'Hare, fair skies in 57 at Midway and in Tinley Park, 62 at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Packing 130-mile-an-hour winds, Hurricane Irma battering South Florida Sunday, knocking out power in more than 1 million homes and businesses. The Category 4 storm pummeling the Florida Keys on its way to the mainland, threatening the Gulf Coast with potentially catastrophic flooding and prompting one of the largest evacuations in U.S. history.
We keep looking at tech valuations now versus where they were during the dot-com days. Before, there were smaller emerging, highly volatile stocks of the late 1990s and early 2000s. And today, tech leaders are large companies with strong free cash flow and operating margins. If you look at tech stocks relative to the broader market, when operating margins are rising, they outperform by 5.5%. And in times when operating margins are shrinking, tech companies underperform the broader market by 2.5%.
Thousands of people are expected to attend ceremonies today marking the 16th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. President Trump will, as a result, preside over his first 9/11 ceremony as president.
And the First Lady will join him at a commemoration later on this morning at the Pentagon. The Vice President, Mike Pence, will attend a ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and here in New York City. The reading of the names and the annual tribute in lights will take place at Ground Zero later on this evening.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Monday. It is September 11th, 2017. Glad you're here with us for another business day, the start of another business week, and a fresh episode of the opening bell. Lots to cover this morning. In a minute, we'll have our CEO spotlight. The CEO of PaperSource in Chicago will be here. A little bit later in the program, the Consul General of Turkey will be in the studio talking to us about U.S.-Turkey business investment. But first, let's begin on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Dow futures are pointing up this morning as the investor worry over Hurricane Irma and North Korea seems to be easing. The storm now making its last stand in Florida, and we will be keeping you up to date on that throughout the morning right here on the opening bell and on 720 WGN. The Dow futures right now are up 125 points, S&P futures up about 14, NASDAQ futures are up about 45 points this morning. Elsewhere on the markets, Asian stocks jumped and the dollar strengthened after the hurricane weakened and pushed off into northern Florida. Also today, North Koreans are observing the country's 69th founding anniversary with celebrations that included laying flowers and bows of statues and other things at the portraits and statues of leaders. North Korea did not carry out another test of its developmental intercontinental ballistic missile, as the South Korean government warned it might do. Investors waiting for damage assessments from Hurricane Irma battered Florida's coastline over the weekend, knocking out power to millions and flooding a financial district in Miami. Insurance stocks, travel stocks likely to take another hit this morning. In Asia, the broader market is up about 270 points. In Japan, the Hang Seng is up 286 points. The Shanghai is up 11. In Japan and Hong Kong, that's good for about 1%. In Europe this morning, all the markets are up. The FTSE is up about 51 points. The DAX is up 136. And the CAC in France is up about 62. Oil futures, crude oil is at $47.83 a barrel, which is up almost a full percent this morning. Some stories that we're watching for you. The average price of gasoline jumped in the past 2 weeks after Hurricane Harvey prompted the closure of some refineries. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg said yesterday that it was the biggest price hike recorded by the Lundberg survey since 2011. But she says whole gasoline prices have started to decline since refineries came back online in Texas, and she expects prices at the pump will follow. In the survey on September 8th, the average price of gasoline was up 30 cents to $2.69 per gallon. That's 48 cents higher than a year ago. The average price of diesel jumped about 16 cents to $2.73 a gallon. A Tesla lawsuit goes to trial in Minneapolis today against the Swiss agribusiness giant Syngenta for introducing a genetically engineered corn variety before China approved it for imports. The case alleges Viptera corn wrecked an important export market for U.S. corn and hurt prices. Syngenta says the 2013 price drop resulted from larger market forces, not China's rejection of that corn. Paper Source, if you are a paper geek, you know all about the company. The Chicago-based company is thriving in seemingly a world of digital. Winnie Park is the CEO. She's with us this morning in studio for our CEO Spotlight. Winnie,
Hi, Steve. It's nice to
have you here on the opening bell. Good morning.
Hi, Steve. It's nice to be here.
It's good having you here. I'm one of those people that loves writing notes. I guess I'm keeping that art alive. Not a lot of people do that anymore. But that's why you're in business, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's what Paper Source is about. We actually started 34 years ago here in Chicago, and the founder was this amazing female entrepreneur, and she started buying really beautiful fine papers in Asia and selling them to artists and to craftspeople. But from there, we've really evolved into all of the paper arts, and our jam is handwritten notes, stationery, and really beautiful cards.
You said something there that I want to maybe pull out and delve into a little bit more, the paper arts.
Yes.
What are those?
So it is pretty remarkable how much you can do with paper. And for Paper Source, it really started, like I said, with these fine papers. And you can use them to actually create your own gallery walls, use them to line envelopes. But from there, we've taken it to the place of creating kits out of paper. So you can make a beautiful floral wreath. And the cool thing about Paper Source is that all of that is designed here in Chicago by our design team and actually made down the road at Forest Park. So we assemble these kits, and I don't know, there's a lot of love that goes into them. And I think that when a recipient of something like that gets it, they realize that the person who's given it to them has spent some time on it.
In this era of digital art and digital sending of everything and Pinterest and all of those things, your company is successful. What is it that's making it so?
You know, we are super lucky because our brand codes are around helping people tap into their creativity. Mm-hmm. Our motto is do something creative every day. And I think that in this world of digital, we actually give them this great analog in-store experience where we tap into creativity by offering inspiration. I love the people who work in our stores because their MO is to really help you with a project, help you connect to your creativity. And it can be everything from creating a beautiful handmade card, but also we offer things like gifts, and we can help you wrap those gifts. So it's that personal touch. And I think that that really is our special sauce. It's what makes us different.
Winnie, hang on with us. We're going to take a break here. Winnie Park is in our CEO spotlight this morning. She's the CEO of Chicago-based Paper Source. And we'll continue our conversation right after we check traffic at 5:15 this morning here on the Opening Bell, trying to get you to work on time and safely. Mary Vandeveld's in Traffic Central. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. Traffic sponsored by Indeed.com. First off, a couple accident investigations going on. One in Little Italy. Blue Island is still closed off between Racine and Roosevelt due to an earlier fatal accident. And in Roselle, an accident investigation on Irving Park between Roselle and Park. Otherwise clear on the area expressways. Just starting to build a bit on 57 as you make your way in from 103rd. No tollway troubles. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Ready to dress to impress? Then it's time to suit up. Here's your chance to win a custom-fitted sport coat and trousers from Hart Schaffner Marks, the menswear company based in Chicago and produced in America. Get suited and enter at WGNradio.com/contests.
I'll bet you know someone who's getting older and wants to stay in their home, and I'll bet you're concerned about their safety. One in three Americans over the age of 65 will fall this year, you know. I'm John Williams. I'd like to introduce you to Remodel Direct. They specialize in making homes safer and more comfortable. Remodel Direct is a Chicago company. They serve all of Chicagoland, and they are certified living-in-place specialists. You know, they walk through my parents' home with me, my mom and dad. It's amazing what a set of fresh eyes can see. My mom was using a step stool in the kitchen. Now easy pull-down shelves make that easier and safer. We talked about walk-in tubs, tub-to-shower conversions, safety grab bars, and stair lifts. You're going to love their factory direct pricing. Remodel Direct. Your home, your independence, their passion. They do one thing. They specialize in making homes safer and more comfortable to age in. Call 888-70-DIRECT. 888-70-DIRECT. That's 888-70-DIRECT. Direct.
What's better, saving time or saving money? What if you can save time and money while having fun doing it? That's Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois, celebrating its 122nd year. Goods is an easy drive west on I-80 through the rolling prairies of western Illinois. At Goods, you'll find the best furniture selection in the Midwest, plus a charming wine cellar restaurant and bed and breakfast, all conveniently located in Goods' historic 12-building campus connected by glass elevators and skywalks. Goods is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Plan your trip to Goods today.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive patient-centered healthcare experience at their family medicine clinic, speech language institute, physical therapy institute, dental institute, and eye institute. At their clinics, you will receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. 4500. That's 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care.
Coming to WGN-TV, flashback to the 80s and laugh along with the Goldbergs, starring Chicago's very own Jeff Garland, weeknights at 10:30 and 11, starting tonight on WGN-TV. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning, a couple of stocks of local interest. Illinois Tool Works Incorporated is up about 1.5%. At 140.04 a share. Hyatt Hotels up about 1% at 59.56 a share. It's 5:18. This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Asian stocks rose as North Korea marked a weekend holiday with celebration, but refrained from launching more missiles. Investors were waiting for damage assessments after Hurricane Irma battered Florida's coastline, knocking out power to millions and flooding the financial district in downtown Miami. In Houston, residents are scrambling to rent or buy cars following Hurricane Harvey. Many people in Houston are now working from home since they have no way to get around. Target has announced it is discounting thousands of products at its stores. That sent its stock down. Target did report the last quarter of its online sales jumped 32%. The retailer is spending billions to remodel stores. Tesla owners in the path of Hurricane Irma will have more battery power as they evacuate. The automaker confirmed its temporarily increased battery power. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program and our CEO spotlight today. Winnie Park, the CEO of PaperSource. Winnie, before the break, we were talking a little bit about how your stores were laid out, the philosophy of your stores. One of the things I like about the, at least the main store is that some of the people working there may actually be your peers. They could actually be executives of the company.
Absolutely. In fact, we're really proud of our store, which is underneath our corporate offices. It's called the Lab Store.
The Lab Store.
And actually, our corporate employees actually work a shift a month there, so they can be closer to the customers and really understand the customer experience. And so we're a very flat organization. We don't believe in levels. And the motto for me is we only have one boss, and that's the customer.
Yeah, I like I was listening to a video of you, I think, doing a maybe it was on YouTube, but you were talking about the lab space, and you described it as this space for collaboration and common space. But yes. The collaboration part of that is a big deal, right?
Absolutely. We have been on a journey for the past 2 years since I joined of really trying to create a collaborative culture with creativity at the center of it. And that's a mouthful. So what does it really mean? It means small things like in our corporate offices. We limited the number of offices and we have open workspaces. And a lot of what we're trying to do is actually work as a team. So, you know, again, one of those things that people say a lot, but we have different functions. And, you know, if you're in marketing or if you're in product design, the idea is to really take on projects and work together as opposed to just hand things off. So I often, the analogy I use is we're not in a relay race. It's not about handing the baton off to the next guy. This is really about all of us being together. And the biggest analogy for the company is being on a sailboat and being a working crew.
So PaperSource, you mentioned, is special sauce, but we often think of workplaces as these awful cubicles where you can't see who you're working with. I would imagine that other companies could learn a lesson from PaperSource in this area.
I think so. I think so. You know, we have designed our space so that you literally have places where anyone can dwell. There are chairs, there are thoughtful corners, there's a lot of natural light, and a lot of what we do is actually on our feet because our the heart of our business is really around design. Mm-hmm. So our design studio in the back is a place that we've got gallery walls where they pin up the artwork, and anyone can walk back there and just kind of have a moment.
As the CEO, you've been talking a lot about collaboration and creativity. How much creativity does it take to be the CEO of a company like this?
It's a high bar, Steve. It's a really high bar. And I think that I am really lucky in that I'm inspired by the people around me. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I have to do is just bring the best out in the people around me, as opposed to being the most creative person. I think where I can do something for the group is to really take every opportunity to creatively problem solve. Running businesses are all about issues and problems, and I think that facilitating how we solve those problems, and again through collaboration, is a big part of my job.
I would imagine from just a product standpoint alone, the challenge would be to just stay on top of everything
that's currently a trend or might become a trend? I mean, talk to us about that a little.
Absolutely. We are super lucky in that our fastest growth segment are millennials. And so being trend right is a big, big part of what we need to deliver. And it's interesting. I think that the way we do it is by spending time observing what's happening out there. What are the cultural zeitgeists that are going on? What's happening in the arts? What's happening literally outside your doorstep? And observing customers and their lifestyles. You know, it's no longer a world of retail where you can just deliver whatever you want, just more product. You have to be thoughtful about what the customer wants. So a lot of what we do is just observe the people and what's happening around us and try to deliver that via really, really great curation of the product.
Curation is a good I like that word to describe a lot of things. And part of that curation is finding the different products. And the wonderful thing about paper source is there's a whole chain. There's an economy and a chain of all of the people who are making the paper and doing all of these different things to bring to your store.
Absolutely. And we're really proud of the relationships we have with our vendors. For instance, we work with a couple of paper mills that are based in the United States. And they are amazing. One of them is a family-run business that's here in the Midwest and has been in operation for many generations. And to be able to work with them on paper that, you know, we've got 32 specialty colors, and just creating that paper is a work of art. But yes, it's been a very interesting journey, and we're lucky to have the partners that we've got.
What from your background, because you've had quite a, I won't go down the whole list here, but you've had quite a history in your career. What is there anything from those other positions that you've had at those other companies that has uniquely prepared you for paper source?
That's a great question, Steve. I would say the majority of my time in my career has actually been spent in the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. And what I brought from the fashion industry into paper source is a love of design and a real love and appreciation for the work of great designers. And how do you actually take something very creative and make it commercial? I've spent a lot of my career working on product with designers and how to commercialize their designs. And I definitely think that positioned me well at paper source. And I think the second thing is I've spent time in marketing and a lot of time in digital, actually, which is interesting because I think that we're at an age where digital is an extension of you. And how do you leverage that so that the customer experience is enhanced?
Winnie, it's good meeting you, and all the best of luck to you and to Paper Source, and we'll love following your progress.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Winnie Park is the CEO of Paper Source. You can follow them on Twitter at @paper_source. Find them online at papersource.com. We're going to continue our conversation with Winnie after the bell, and we'll post our expanded conversation in the podcast of The Opening Bell coming up a little bit later this morning. It's 527. This is The Opening Bell.
From ABC News Tech Trends, a stylish way to get clean air.
Introducing Brid, the revolution of air purifying.
According to its Kickstarter fundraising video, what sets Brid apart from other air filtration systems is its stylish cylindrical design and stackable filtration modules.
Brid's exclusive technology silently neutralizes carbon monoxide, bacteria, NOx, organic odors.
That patented filtration system will also never need changing. Simply rinse and reuse.
This guarantees a virtually endless durability and inexpensive maintenance. The filters always stay active. Just a quick rinse under running water, and they're as good as new.
Its makers say you can even take it with you on the road.
You can even use it in your car with a simple adapter.
But all this style and clean air does come at a price. The Brid system starts at $299 and goes up depending on how many purification modules you add. It's set to start shipping in February. With Tech Trends, I'm Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you, one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, But at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's The Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's Wendy Snyder, and for years you've heard me talking about all the benefits that my family and I receive from taking Natron's Healthy Trinity, the world's best probiotic. But take a listen to Norma's story.
Hi, I'm Norma from San Francisco, California, and I've been taking Natron's Healthy Trinity for about 15 years. I take it every morning, one capsule. I really feel that Natron's Healthy Trinity has contributed to my good health, and it has definitely helped my immune system because I rarely get sick and I don't experience bloating, and I will continue to take Natron's Healthy Trinity for the rest of my life.
Call 1-866-4-NATRON. Probiotic consultants are standing by. Call now for a 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity. Plus, the first 50 callers get free second-day delivery. Call 1-866-4-NATRON, N-A-T-R-E-N, or visit natron.com and enter promo code Wendy for a 90-day risk-free trial.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Time for the news. Sponsored by RZA Acura, here's Vic Vaughn.
And we've seen winds diminish from 85 miles an hour down to 75. For the latest, we join now ABC News live coverage.
Hurricane Irma slowly moving up the Florida Peninsula. The eye of Category 1 storm now north of Tampa. That's where we find ABC's Alex Stone.
Overnight here, relentless rain. Tampa getting spared the worst of Hurricane Irma, both because the storm degraded faster than what was expected and it moved more east, closer to Orlando. Tampa getting the drier side of the hurricane. Still, there are hundreds of thousands of people just here around Tampa without power at this point. All night long in the wind, we've been seeing flashes in the sky as transformers have been blowing and power lines have been going down. Much of this city is now dark. Alex Stone, ABC News, Tampa.
Every airport in Florida is closed today. Nearly 6 million power outages. That's more than half the state. Irma has killed at least 5 people in the U.S., 27 in the Caribbean. Further north, Irma's band stretching from Mississippi to Tennessee and up into the Carolinas. With continuing coverage, Hurricane Irma, I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now WGN Traffic, here's Mary Vanneveld.
And good morning. A couple things going on. First off, on the outbound side, or the inbound Edens, rather, an accident past Lake. It's an overturned semi in the ditch, and the two right lanes are blocked with crews on the scene of that. The inbound side of the Kennedy is not too bad, along with outbound. On the outbound side of the Eisenhower at Western, the exit ramp closed off because of an accident. Inbound looks good. Inbound side of the Stevenson 20 from the Tri-State. Inbound Ryan's about 15 minutes from 95th on in. No backups. Bishop Ford, 57, a little bit tight from 103rd. Tollway's in pretty good shape, and Roselle, an accident investigation continues. Irving Park between Roselle and Park, and Blue Island Avenue in Little Italy between Racine and Roosevelt closed down with another accident investigation. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
This is Brian Wickard, owner of Acunet Mortgage, with another mortgage rate alert. Mortgage rates continue to push lower down to their lowest levels since Election Day last year. For the moment, Acunet can offer a 3.89 APR on a $200,000 30-year fixed refi with 25% equity and all the other right stuff, not just with no points, but no loan costs whatsoever. Remember, Acunet's closing costs are typically $1,000 to $3,000 less than the big banks or the nation's largest online lender, you know, the one whose name rhymes with Schmicken. That's because they just can't match our low overhead and high efficiency. At Acunet, we take care of everything online and over the phone, and we'll even send the closing agent to your home or office. That's why 98.5% of our customers aren't just satisfied, but say they'll actually recommend us to a friend. Find out how much you can save with a no social security number required refi checkup by clicking on the blue button at Acunet.com today. That's ACCUNET.com.
Acunet Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS ID 255368, 13000 West Silver Spring Drive in Butler, Wisconsin 53007.
Chicagoland, have you always wanted solid real estate advice from some of the industry's elite professionals? That's right. Actual pros giving you tips and secrets of how to get ahead in real estate. This is Nick Mometty, radio host of Market Overdrive, one of the nation's premier real estate talk shows now featured on WGNRadio.com. Check out me and my co-host, Carla Mina, as we bring in the best experts week after week live on MarketOverdrive.com or subscribe to our podcast on WGNRadio.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Why go out of your way to a huge warehouse store when you can just swing by your local Ace? Ace has top-rated paint like Valspar, can match any color on the planet, and adds an extra coat of award-winning service. That service just got even more helpful, thanks to the new Extra Mile Promise. If it ever takes more than one trip to complete your paint project, Ace will bring you what you need and deliver it free. Visit acehardware.com for details. Only at Ace. The helpful place.
When every season can make or break the health of your farm, performance becomes personal. Get the most out of every acre with the best-in-class seed for the best-in-field farmer. You'll feel confident with exclusive DeKalb genetics. Unmatched in its commitment to your farm and your yield, DeKalb could make all the difference come harvest. A history of success, a future of performance. That's DeKalb. For more information, visit illinois.dekalb.com.
Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Your money on WGN. Asian equities finished higher today. Gains of more than 1% in value at closing in Tokyo and Hong Kong. Closing numbers nearly as strong in Australia and South Korea. Modest gains in Shanghai. European markets are moving higher this morning, up more than 1% in Germany, France, Spain, and Italy, approaching as much in England. Oil futures are nearly 1% higher this morning in pre-market trading. Gold futures are lower. Major index futures in the U.S. are pointing to gains on Wall Street. Now WGN Sports and Dave Ennett.
Sponsored by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Bears had a great chance to pull off the upset of the defending NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, but failed on four tries from the five-yard line in the final minute, and they fall to the Falcons 23-17, despite an impressive debut for rookie running back Tariq Cohen, who amassed 113 yards rushing and receiving, plus another 45 on punt returns. The Bears face Tampa Bay next week. Two of the Bears' division rivals won their openers, Green Bay 17-9 over Seattle, Detroit 35-23 over Arizona. In baseball, Milwaukee completed a sweep of the Cubs 3-1 to climb to within two games of the Cubs in the NL Central, and the Brewers stay tied with the Cardinals. The White Sox beat the Giants 9-1. Jose Abreu homered twice. The Nationals clinched the NL East for the fourth time in 6 years. Last night, Cleveland made it 18 consecutive victories, 3-2 over Baltimore. And Alabama and Oklahoma now 1-2 in the AP College Football Top 25. Clemson third, USC fourth, Penn State fifth. Make your way to Big Ten country this football season, where homegrown head coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats host number 4 Penn State, Iowa, Michigan State, Purdue, and Minnesota this year at Ryan Field. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. I'm Dave Ennett. WGN Sports.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear skies and cool again. We'll dip back into the low 50s. Tuesday, about the same as today, mostly sunny, mid-70s. We could see a few spotty showers by Wednesday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, 72 for a high on Wednesday. We'll stay partly cloudy on Thursday, mid-70s across the area. And then we wrap up the work week, sunny again on Friday, a high of 80 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 55 at O'Hare. Fair skies and 57 at Midway. It's 48 in Geneva, 62 at the lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. It is our Monday edition of The Opening Bell, 5:37. Glad you're here with us. U.S.-Turkey relations have never been stronger, and the business ties between the two countries are growing as well. The Consul General of Turkey is with us this morning. The Midwest office, Umut Acar, is with us. Umut, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's nice having you here. We're going to talk a little bit about investments, but I'm guessing that as the Consul General, you keep abreast of everything that's happening, from hurricanes to the anniversary of 9/11.
Right.
You're a diplomat here in the United States, aren't
you? Yes. It's very good to be a diplomat representing my country in the United States, a friend and ally. As today is 9/11, the 16th year of this heinous, the horrific terror attack on America, may I first of all once again express our heartfelt condolences to those who lost their loved ones, and of course condolences to the entire American nation. We are working with a friend and ally, United States, so that such a nefarious attack never happened, not in the United States, not anywhere in the world. So as to the Turkey-U.S. trade relations, Turkey and the United States have long-standing, growing economic partnership. More than 1,300 U.S. companies right now operating in Turkey, from Coca-Cola, General Electric, Citibank, Microsoft, you name it. And bilateral trade has grown from $6.8 billion in 2000 to a number of around $20 billion in recent years. And since 2003, United States goods exported to Turkey have risen, be careful, 300%. And while U.S. goods imported from Turkey have risen 76%, equally impressive, the number of U.S. companies operating in Turkey has increased 50% since 2007. We just wrapped up a manufacturing trade mission to the Midwest states organized by American-Turkish Council, a nonprofit organization. For more than 20 years, ATC has been organizing similar visits from Turkey and the United States. This was the first ever Midwest mission with seven Turkish companies. Each one is leading in their sectors in Turkey. Among these companies, Turkey's largest bus manufacturer, construction chemical manufacturer, and some joint ventures. So it was a group of very serious high-level companies and very targeted trade missions, specifically designed in line with the strengths of these areas. The trade mission covered Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Chicago. So we had a very fruitful results, and we're going to follow it up, of course.
Well, talk to me a little bit about the atmosphere between the two countries in terms of business. What is it? What makes it so good for our companies to be doing business there, and vice versa? What's part of fueling that?
Well, first of all, location, of course. Turkey is right in the middle of a number of continents, Asia, Europe, Africa. Mm-hmm. And in Turkey, when you set up your headquarters dealing with these areas, you will be just a few hours away from the central, the capitals in the area. So I think that is the most attractive point. And also the young population in Turkey, the government subsidies, the incentives. For example, if the foreign companies would like to invest a greenfield investments in Turkey, government is providing free of charge lent to the companies. And the other point is, of course, the United States is the providing the big opportunities for the foreign companies. And in recent years, growing number of Turkish companies coming to this area. Right after this visit, for example, this bus manufacturer I just referred to, largest in Turkey, they decided to establish their new assembly, the factory, in this area. So they visited a number of sites. Mm-hmm. Probably in the next few months, we will see that a Turkish bus factory will be opening in this area, which means that additional jobs. Last year, the largest Turkish house appliances manufacturer opened their headquarters in Chicago area. So growing number of Turkish companies are coming, and I think this will continue in the next the years. And we're very happy with this positive trend.
You mentioned earlier the American-Turkish Council. Talk to us a little bit about this organization and why it's important that if companies are thinking about doing this share back and forth, why they need to be a part of that.
Well, it has the expertise and consultancy. It's been working on this area for 24 years. It is the kind of joint venture. It's the mixture of Turkish and American experts and business people. It is not just an association bringing together some company representative, but it is following a strategy. The investigating the strengths and weaknesses of different states, different parts of the United States, so that they can provide a match in Turkey and organize targeted, very specific trips. And it's a nonprofit bilateral organization dedicated for many years trying to promote the Turkish-American the defense relations, the business relations, cultural relations. So the standards and some of the practices in this country is a bit different than the ones in my country. So when Turkish companies arrive here, we strongly recommend them to work with professionals, the consultancy, to accountants, to some law firms. So ATC is providing them all these expertise and, you know, getting them familiar with the practices in this country. That's why it's important.
It sort of sounds like it might be sort of a business incubator almost.
Absolutely. Right.
Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the companies that are already doing business in Turkey. What would you say is ripe for being added there
Obviously, in this program, we talk a lot about investing in companies, and I'm sure there's a lot of investors in the companies you've already talked about. What is it that Turkey would like to attract from the United States, and vice versa, I suppose? What's ripe to come here?
Well, of course, absolutely. So creating a win-win situation is absolutely what we want to see, of course. It's not our desire to increase our export, to buy anything from the United States. That's not the situation we want to see. We want to see a win-win situation. And again, we have a lot of incentives in Turkey. Government is they're trying to attract direct investment in Turkey. And when we look at the numbers over the last 15 years, Turkey has been achieved to attract the largest number of investments, which was more than the rest of the Republican time in our country. So again, when we have the companies in Turkey, the best thing we can provide them is location. Turkey is very close to many capitals in Europe and Central Asian countries, and Turkey in the coming years is trying to become a kind of the energy hub, since the majority of the countries, the oil reserves, the gas reserves on the east of Turkey, and the majority of the consumption countries on the west of Turkey. Turkey is becoming an energy hub, and there are many projects on the pipelines, probably you're following the media. But again, it is our desire to have more and more American companies in Turkey, and we believe that we can provide them the best incentives in Europe. And I'm sure I don't think that any company establishing or investing in Turkey will regret. This will continue in the coming years.
Part of our partnership is also educational. Before we came on the air, you were talking about how you'd like to see more Turkish students come to the United
States. Today we have around 10,000 Turkish students in different universities in the United States. In Midwest, the universities, of course, you have the best of the best universities. I have to say that. Each time I visit the state, one of the first thing I do is go to the universities, talk to the presidents of the universities, and come together with Turkish and the American students. Our government is providing scholarships to Turkish universities, so that they can come here, arrive here, study at the U.S. universities. And part of my job is, of course, to promote this, promote the academic and the student exchange programs. And we have at the consulate education attaché's office. So our contacts with the Midwest universities are going. And I'm very glad to see that the numbers of Turkish students coming from Turkey to U.S. The universities are increasing, and hope we will keep it in that way.
Yeah, back to the business part of it. I know we've been talking about the big companies, the Fortune 500 companies. You mentioned Coca-Cola, some others. Is it also small businesses and startups too that have a potential role here?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very glad you mentioned that, because in recent years, growing number of Turkish startups coming to the United States. Of course, their dreams of directly go to Silicon Valley, but that is not possible. We're not living in such a world. So Chicago is providing them a kind of smooth transition. And in recent years, the startup companies are understanding this. So they're aiming at Silicon Valley, but for a smooth transition, they go through Chicago. There are some companies here, also Turkish companies, providing them incubation centers. And most recently, last year, we opened Turkey's largest trade center here in Elk Grove Village area in Chicago. And Turkey's top science agency signed a contract with that center, and a part of that trade center is now working as an incubation area for Turkish startup companies. So Chicago area is most popular among Turkish startups in Turkey.
I know it might be sensitive, but I want to ask you about the political relationship between the two countries. I know that the Trump administration is it's been very publicized, the immigration things that it's putting in place, the way it wants to sort of curb incoming immigration. How is all of this impacting the relationship between the two countries?
Well, Turkey and the United States, first of all, are friends, longtime allies, the NATO allies. We have been facing a number of global challenges together for many years, fighting against global terrorism. Now we're together, implementing a strategy in Syria and Afghanistan and different parts. Yes, in recent, after Trump administration, some of the people were concerned about certain the immigration policies. I haven't seen or heard any difficulty coming from the people in my country. For a limited time period, we had this the ban or new regulation on smart devices, the laptops. And then following the talks we run with the U.S. agencies, and we're grateful for the cooperation. Now that is removed, and I really don't have any complaints or the negative impact coming from my citizens.
Yeah, and just anecdotally, I know two people in my world that have been to Turkey in the past year, and at least from a tourism standpoint, it's still a very strong place for Americans to go.
Well, absolutely. Turkey is very strong in tourism. Turkey is number six destination for all tourists around the world. And 2 years ago, the number of tourists arrived in Turkey was around 40 million. Obviously, last year we had some difficulties, but we're very glad that it's in the past right now. And when I look at the numbers, we have a very strong coming back. And this year, the tourism numbers and the income, tourism income is on the rise. So, all the American friends and people are most welcome in Turkey, of course.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier.
Including yourself.
Right. It's on my bucket list.
Yes.
I told you before we came on the air. It's number five on my list to go.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier the trade mission to the U.S. Something like that's in the work going back, too, isn't it? It's a trade mission to Turkey.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the positive results of the trade mission to Midwest states was I talked to the organizer, and they said that we can work together to organize at least two trade missions from Midwest states to Turkey next year. And I'm going to follow this up with the governor's office, the areas visited, and we will be working on this. We would love to see, of course, Governor Rauner leading a trade mission to Turkey as well. We didn't have a chance to talk to him. He was on a trade mission to Japan and Korea, but when he's back, of course, I'll talk to him about this. We would love to see them in Turkey as well.
Umut, good meeting you, and thank you for coming in on the opening bell this morning. Best of luck to all the people of Turkey as well.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you.
Umut Acar is the Consul General of Turkey here in Chicago, and we appreciate him coming in this morning here in the opening bell. It's 5:50. We need to take a break to check traffic, get you on into work safely this morning. Mary Vandevelt's watching the roads. Mary?
And traffic sponsored by Spot Hero. First off, the Edens. We still have this accident inbound just past Lake. It's an overturned semi in the ditch, and the right lane is blocked. The Kennedy looks pretty good. Some minor delays outbound into Nagel. Inbound Eisenhower about 32 from 53. Accident outbound Western on the exit ramp, closing that ramp. Inbound Stevenson, that's slow from Harlem into about Kedzie now, 24 from the Tri-State. And the Ryans up to 20 minutes from 95th to downtown. The accident inbound Bishop Ford to King Drive. Right lane is blocked, causing a slowdown from 103rd, also an accident 294 northbound at Halstead in the left lane. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandevelt, WGN Traffic Central.
Mary's traffic here in the opening bell, sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
On Monday, we're going to have AB on DC and OB on CB.
And for those who don't speak Roe, that means...
AB Stoddard on what's happening in Washington and Ed Obradovich on the Chicago Bears.
Thank you.
And Tom Skilling joins us to talk about Hurricane Irma's impact in Florida.
BroCon with Anna DeVlantis. Chicago's conversation is on 720 WGN.
Since 1955, Blaine's Farm and Fleet has earned the trust of farmers and Midwest families by offering great brands at honest prices. Everything we sell is carefully chosen to ensure you're getting top quality with every brand you buy. Like Matomco, a complete line of rodent baits, bait stations, mechanical and adhesive traps, and mole and gopher products ensures you have the right solution for whatever pest problem you're facing. Now, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, save on Tomcat mouse and rat bait chunks. A 4-pound pail, $13.99. Rat bait chunks with bromethylin, just $18.99. And want a little break in your busy life? Don't want to go in the store to grab big bags of dog food or water softener salt? Try our drive-thru service. It's fast, easy, and convenient. Also at Blaine's Farm and Fleet this week, check out this great doorbuster deal. A Porter Cable 20-volt drill impact driver kit, $119.99. Trust. It's what we were founded on. It's what we try to earn every day. That's genuine value. From Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Doesn't a cozy, comfortable, low-maintenance outdoor space sound wonderful? Imagine a new deck or paver patio with a barbecue grill full of sizzling burgers. Hi, it's Tonya Khoury from my family business, Green Tea Services. Deck and patio installation is one of our many highly rated home services.
Service to a green tea.
We'll design your deck in real cedar wood or maintenance-free composite. Maybe you'd prefer a beautiful natural stone or paver patio. Call us now and get $500 off your new deck or patio.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Deck or patio, traditional or modern, with seat walls and fire features. Green Tea will guarantee an outdoor space you'll enjoy for years. Plus, get $500 off. Call us now for details.
Green Tea Services, service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
It's a fact. Many door and window companies train salespeople to close the customer on their first meeting using pushy, overbearing tactics. Next Door and Window's process is entirely different. They offer an absolutely free quote with no hard pressure selling because Next Door and Window offers wood, vinyl, and fiberglass windows and doors. They'll help you pick the most beautiful and energy efficient ones for your home. Schedule your free quote today. Receive 10% off windows and doors plus 18 months interest-free financing. Visit nextdoorandwindow.com. Next Door and Window.
Caring for aging parents can be stressful. Home Care Assistance is here to take away some of your worry by providing the best care so your loved ones can continue to live an active life in their own homes. At Home Care Assistance, experienced caregivers are trained in the award-winning Balanced Care Method. This program helps older adults thrive at home by strengthening their minds and positively impacting their outlook on life. To learn more, call 312-380-6716 or visit homecareassistancechicago.com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning, all of the market's futures, at least in this country, are higher this morning. Dow futures up as much as 100 points. We'll have the full market report throughout the morning right here on 720 WGN. Right now it's time to check the latest on commodities and agriculture. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. I'd like to start this week with a positive report on a beautiful Saturday on campus at the University of Illinois College of Aces Salute to Agriculture Day. Several people honored at the College Connections program at noon. Let me name them. College of Aces Alumni Association Awards went to Michael Gunderson, Melissa Jones, Jacob Keebler. The Aces Career Achievement Honors went to Temple Grandin, known internationally for her handling of animal care, and Stuart Levinick and Alan York. And then the Family Spirit Award that has sent a lot of tuition checks to the University of Illinois over the years. They had 10 children on the farm in Streeter, Illinois, John and Catherine Solon. And then the tailgate before the Illinois football game, highlight for me, presentation and meeting the scholarship award winners of the Orion and Gloria Samuelson Scholarship Fund, Christopher Beetzinger of Champaign County, Jessica Giannani of Cook County, Michael Jacobson of Kane County, Morgan Murray of Will County, Matthew Robb, Champaign County, Callie Seabach of Will County, Caitlin Spangler of Fulton County, and Megan Boat of Monroe County, all getting scholarships from the fund created in our name. Congratulations to them all, and then, of course, to top it all off, Illinois won the football game Saturday evening. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuels.
Thanks, Orion, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Monday, September 11th. No major government economic reports due out today. Tomorrow, the Labor Department releases its job openings and labor turnover survey for July. On Wednesday, the Labor Department releases the producer price index for August. Some of the things that could move the markets today and this week. On this Monday, it is September 11th. That's the opening bell for this morning. I'm Steve Grzanich. Have a great day.
Chicago's premier podcast collection.
What's going on with WGN Plus? The Rascals are back at it again with John Williams and the crew taking on the DACA discussion. Jen Weigel gets in touch with The Other Side with her latest episode of I'm Spiritual, Damn It. And the boys from Jones and Mike take debauchery to the next level with group texts that get way out of hand. Check it all out on WGNPlus.com.
Search WGN Plus or learn more at WGNPlus.com.
If you need to sell your parents' home, then you need to call Grandview Homes today. Hello, I'm Tom Detlich with Grandview Homes, and we will buy your family's home stress and hassle-free. Grandview is the trusted name in Chicagoland real estate. We are a direct home buyer, so you can sell that home now and move on. Grandview understands the challenges of selling a parent's home, and we provide the easiest and least expensive way to sell. We are experienced in dealing with probate and Medicaid issues. We buy homes in any condition, so you don't have to do any repairs, not even any cleanup. Just take the items you want and leave the stress and the mess to us. With Grandview, you pay no realtor's fees, no commissions, and no closing costs. Call Grandview now for a no-obligation cash offer in as little as 24 hours. And check out our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau to see what our customers are saying about us. Grandview Homes, the name you can trust. Call us at 888-345-BUY-HOMES. That's 888-345-2894 or visit GrandviewHomes.com.
Finally, after trying nearly every hair product out there and spending hundreds of wasted dollars, I found a hot product at a cool price. Violetta Padromedic here to tell you about Ovation Cell Therapy and how it really works. Ovation heals hair. I'm a natural brunette, but I wanted to try out the bleach blonde look. Although I love the color, I hated how dry, brittle, and lifeless my hair became. The proteins and amino acids in Ovation Cell Therapy helped my hair recover. Not only does Ovation really work, but it's really easy to use. It's just one extra bottle in the shower that you use in between shampoo and conditioner. Oh, it's also risk-free. Ovation offers a 365-day